Oh yeah, we're good to go. Fuck yeah. All right. Like talk for a second.
Bye. What's going on?
I just want to make sure your levels are normal. Because oh, like before the fucking it was like up and down or whatever. Like I could hear but no, we're good.
Where the fuck's the mic on this thing? I don't know. This is
like, you're fine. Don't fuck with it. Don't put your hand over shit. Just fucking leave it how it is. You cunt. You fucking cunt.
Suck a dick.
I'm fucking slamming fucking Bud Lights because you won't let me get drunk and fucking peace. You fucking piece of shit.
First of all, you're drinking Bud Lights. That's a fucking.
It's 75. It's 75 cents a beer. I don't care if they support the fucking rainbow fucking society. I'm fucking down with 75 cent beers. That's what I'm down with.
Hold on. Give me a second. Let me tell you. Bud Light, 75 cents a beer, Ryan says.
You have to buy a 2 for it, though.
You got to buy a 2 for a fucking camel piss.
Fucking gets you drunk. I drink camel piss if it got me drunk.
I drink like 4 2-4s of that.
You're fucking trash. Anyways, you ready to fucking do this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Fuck it took me a while because I'm not good on fucking. I'm not good on this shit. But
whatever. We got it fucking done. I needed a fucking guest on, anyways. I fucking the last guest I had on was like a 21-year-old drug addicted fucking fentanyl user. So I kind of think I'm going to fucking hell for that one. Like I shouldn't even have posted it. I was like,
I've seen it on my Spotify. I've seen what some of the shit was going on.
Yeah, it was pretty shady, but we'll get you on. We'll just take advantage of you and fucking see how you're doing and shit. Anyways, all right. Well, fucking that was a good intro.
Hang on, fuck. Give me a second.
Holy fuck.
Shut the fuck up.
Jesus Christ.
So Vanessa's gonna go have a shower, Deco.
See, I need to pause my fucking Jesus Christ.
Fucking record it.
I'm gonna have to fucking edit this all out.
You want this? Okay. All right. Let her rip, bud.
All right, fucking let her rip. I don't do that fucking gay intro. I don't do gay intros anymore. I just fucking get into it. So fucking
I don't fucking know. I've never been on one. That's, I don't give a shit.
That's true. Okay, well fuck it then. But anyways, this is my dear friend, right tight Rob. Fucking I've known the motherfucker since college. And I've talked about him in a couple other episodes. This is like, this guy is like the grandfather of steroids to me. This is the guy that like literally gave me the greatest and the worst thing that I ever put in my life with steroids.
Hey, thanks for kicking me to the fucking middle.
Yeah, it is what it is. But jeez, fucking college is, we met in college and I don't know, it was a good time. I thought we had a lot of fucking fun and I was like, I was trying to think of stories, and I was like, there was only, like, 3 stories. Not even from college, just, like, 3 major stories, like, that involve you and me that were just, like, fucked up. And it's like, the one that, like, the first one that sticks out is, do you remember when we went and we did the riot training with, like, the wind, with, like, hit, the...
In yeah, Meaford?
Like yeah, in Meaford with the London Police Department, Windsor Police, Sarnia Police, and I think there was the Hamilton Police.
And those pussies at Panshaw? And
we, yeah.
And I hit fucking, the guy in the head with the fucking ball?
Yeah, that was like, let's take one step at a time here. Let's fucking get it.
Hold on, sorry. Am I allowed to swear?
So basically, like, we didn't really all know each other. Like, it was like me, Rob, and a bunch of people in our class. We drove up to this army base. And basically, like, it was riot training for all these police squads. So basically, we were, like, protesters. And, like, we had a, like, they were doing full-blown training. They told us, they're like, if you guys fucking hit us or you guys, like, resist arrest and we're arresting you, we're going to fuck you up. And we're like, all right, like, this is going to be fucking great. So then, like, we go up and where we were, it's in this little shitty, like, army town up in, like, northern Ontario.
Meaford.
Yeah, Meaford. Well, that's basically like a stone's throw away from my mother's house. Yeah. So I had the idea. I was like, you know what we should do? We should go to the strip club the night before we have to do it. We'll get all fucked up and then we'll just keep drinking right through the night and we'll fucking go to and we'll do the riot training with the police officers, like 300 police officers. It's gonna be great. Yeah. So like We went to the strip club. I don't even remember the strip club because I was so drunk. All I remember is I woke up in the morning. I had two dudes in bed with me. I was just like, what are you boys doing? Like, oh, fuck, we couldn't find our bed. I was like, oh, it's all good. My mom comes in. She's like, you all three of you boys slept in the same bed all night drunk. Thanks, Mom. Like, fucking Jesus Christ.
Here's what happened. We went to the strip club, and then there were French chicks, and you and I, we asked for a lap dance, and they said $20 for two. And we were like, what? No, we want both of them. And then we went back to your house in Hanover, and then fucking your mom showed up in a Mui.
Yeah, the Moo Moo, yeah.
The Moo Moo, which is absolutely classic. And then Tony Naragis is over there fucking trying to tickle us when we're sleeping.
That was a good fucking time. But like, I just remember waking up in the morning and being like fucking right hungover. It's like, okay, let's go to Meatford and do this riot bullshit.
Yep.
And then I just remember we went and like, I remember like the first, I actually remember like quite clear. It's like the first, it was London Police Riot Squad first. And they're like, who wants to be fucking demonstrators? And you have to sit down. Yeah, it was like you, me, and like three other guys. We locked arms and we were like, hell no, we won't go.
Yeah.
And then the cops just walk up to us. I'll never forget. Like, they walked by us and we were sitting on the ground. They walked by us. I'm like, what the fuck did they walk by us for? And then you just like see another wave of giant black cops, just big dudes coming at us. I'm like, you're just like, man, don't, whatever you do, do not let go of my fucking arm.
I remember gripping and the guys like pushing down in the back of my ear and like inside of my cheekbone. And I was like, fuck you. I'm not moving. Right. And he's like, okay, it's just a simulation. You got to get up.
And we're like, no, you fucking, you told us we could fucking fight. And then the one chick comes over to me and she's like, let go. I'm like, no. She's like, I'm gonna fucking hurt you. I'm like, you do your worst. And yeah. And then she just got on top of me and I was like, ooh. And as soon as I made that noise, she just like slammed her knee into my dick. And I was like, oh my God. She's like, just let go. For God's sakes, let go. And I just let go of you. And I'm like, my nutsack. And then they dragged me and handcuffed me and put me in the car.
It was cold as fuck though that day. I mean, we attacked the fucking Fanshawe students because they're damn near useless.
Oh, fuck. No, you know what the worst part about that was? Is so we all drove up and like Fanshawe, this actual good college, they had a bus. They were smart, so they took a bus up. We had a ride on their bus into like the army base because you couldn't drive in. So we're on their bus and then it's like we do the riot training. And I just remember you, like, you whipped that ball, the road hockey ball, and hit the one cop and another cop
fucking cop, hit him right in the head.
Yeah, then like the one fucking cop, like, she freaks out. She's like, don't throw anything unless we fucking tell you to throw something. And then we're like, oh, fuck, sorry.
That was the riot control, and they told us to throw shit. But my head was so cold.
And then like that woman who like yelled at us was part of Fanshawe. And then when we took the bus back, it was like me, you, and somebody else were just talking shit about her. And we're like, what the fuck does she know? She's not even a real cop. And then like this girl from like, it's the Fanshawe teacher. It's the Fanshawe Police Foundation's teacher who used to be a cop. And I'm sitting there talking. She's like, fuck her. What does she know? And then like the one, this really cute fucking Fanshawe chick's like, actually, she was the head investigator for fucking sexual assault crimes. And fucking, and I was like, yeah. And now she's teaching you fucking guys. Fuck you.
Remember, we got on the fucking bus and then the cops from Hanover, your area, they asked if we were drinking and driving on the way home.
Yeah.
We said no. And they're like, well, we are.
Yeah. And then like we're clearly lying.
They know that.
Yeah. And then like, they were like, yeah, if you guys want to go to the bar after, like, you guys come to the bar. We're like, man, I'm not going to the bar with a bunch of cops. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, they could fuck with us. Like, dude, they're going to be drinking and driving too much. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to the bar with the cops.
They were slammed. They drank more than we did.
Yeah, they were fucking nuts, but it was a fucking good goddamn time. Like nothing really bad happened. Like everything was like the worst thing was like you whipping the ball and hitting the cop in the face. Like that was the worst thing. Yeah. If that's the worst thing to happen on a day like that, then fuck, that we were all right.
Sleeping at Mama Ryan's house there. That was
fuck. That was I just remember you being like, man, your mom's pretty hot in that moo moo. I was like, fuck you. I'm like, do you think you're the first guy to talk about my mom's moo moos? I'm like, I've been getting talked shit to since the 90s about my mom wearing moo moos.
You leave the movements out of it. Tony Naragas and fucking Scott was there.
Oh, fucking. I miss Tony more than Scott. Scott was a pretty boy, but I miss Tony. Was funny as fuck.
Yeah, Tony's awesome. He's in the band. They're traveling. They're doing good.
Fuck, I'm surprised. I knew he would never become a cop. I knew he wanted to be like a paramedic or whatever, but I was like, that dude will never become a cop.
I thought he was a paramedic.
He wanted to do the air helicopter. That's why he went for police foundations, because he wanted to upgrade his EMT bullshit.
Oh shit.
Yeah, but who fuck? No, I had him on Facebook, but then he deleted Facebook or kicked me or deleted me or some shit.
Oh, he's still on mine.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really talked to him. I was more cool with Scott, but
just send him.
That was what's that?
Send him an email of you farting.
Yeah, just send him a picture. I'll just send him like a picture of me taking a shit.
Yeah,
that's for you, Tony.
Suck my fucking fart, bud.
Oh fuck! And then the second story I fucking had that was pretty good. It's like this isn't from college. This is after college. It's like, do you remember that time I started working at the hospital and I started making some money and I was like, yo, I'm renting a cottage in Sable Beach. I'm like, do you want to come? And you're just like, yeah, man, I'll fucking come. I'm bringing a buddy. I'm like, yeah, man, bring him. Yeah. And then we just like went up to the cottage. I invited like a bunch of people and then I made
Dave was
we were what's
I'm
that?
Not getting- No, no last names.
Oh yeah, no last names.
No last names. Like, but yeah, Dave. And
yeah, Dave was up there and shit. Big old Dave and shit. And I remember. I remember. I made a fucking brutal fucking decision up there. I remember it was like right when we got up there. We were like all drinking, and I was like, "Yo, listen." I was like, "My one friend, Candace, she's bringing her boyfriend, and her boyfriend has fucked the police on his stomach." And then I'm like, can we just leave him alone and not, because like he doesn't know we went to school for policing. I'm like, can we just leave him alone? And then you're just like, no, I'm gonna fucking attack him. I'm like, dude, please don't. You're like, no, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, no one fucking has that on their stomach. I'm like, oh god, here we go. And then he got there and he was like the nicest dude to everybody, and you wouldn't let it go. You're just like, let me see your tattoo. And the guy's like, oh fuck the police. He's like, you're like, yeah, let me see the tattoo. And then he takes his shirt off, and then the tattoo is so shitty. It looked like it said, fuck the polis. Who the fuck is the polis? Right. Oh, man, it's like my tattoo kind of faded, Nate. It's supposed to say, fuck the police. Yeah, but that doesn't say police. That says polis. He's just like, yeah, whatever. And then you're just like mouthing him off the entire fucking time. And I was like, man, like. This guy, and like the dude is 100 pounds. You're like 200 pounds or whatever the fuck you were on steroids. You were ripped. He's like, you would have like snapped him in two.
Oh, I was fuck, like, dude, easy.
I'm just like following. I'm like literally falling behind you, begging you not to fight. I'm like, was that Rob? Please, please don't fight. Can you just not do this? Let's just all have fun at the cottage.
Was that the time that girl came back?
That's what I was just about to say. Is like the reason you stopped trying to fight that guy. Is because there was four girls walking by, and then you yelled at them, and then you're just like, you're walking by, it's like, hey,
yeah,
you girls want to come over for a drink? And then they're just like, yeah, we'd love to.
No, like, and they're like, no, and the one's like, I want to get drunk, and she comes running over, and I'm like, oh hey, we have some drinks, and yeah, we went to
T minus one beer. I'm drinking with like there's like the four girls, but then there's only three girls.
I really
and I was up. Like, I was like, where the fuck's your friend? And she's like, the girl's like, fucking your friend. And I was like, what? And she's like, they're in the bedroom. She's like, I just saw them walk in the bedroom. I'm like,
no.
There's no way Rob's fucking a chick after meeting her for fucking like T minus fucking 7 minutes. And then like, sure enough, like I walk in, you're walking out with her. And then I'm like, I look at her, start laughing. She's like, yeah, she's like walked out in the back.
And she walked out the desk.
She walked in the deck, and then she's like, announced it to everybody. She's like, just so everybody knows, just so we can get this out of the way, we fucked. It was just for fun. That's fuck you guys. And she just walks. She just like grabs a beer and starts drinking. And I was like, oh my god, that's a classy fucking broad. Holy fuck.
Yeah, but then that night we went back to her house.
That was the bad part.
They fucking hated us,
dude. They hated us for the passion, and they
hated me because she's sitting there fucking crying, like she's all like, I shouldn't have done that.
It's I like, was like, well, like you should have known something was gonna happen when you just like wander over to strange dudes' fucking like cottages, like
you're willing. Oh yeah, you.
Yeah, and I just remember. we were like at their cottage, and it was like the four girls, and they're like, yo, like our four friends are coming back. They're gonna fucking be mad. And we're like, no, fuck, they'll love us. Like, we're fucking lovable. And they're like, no, you don't understand. These girls are cunts. Like, they're the cunts of cunts. Oh, I was like, I'll charm the goddamn panty. Are they fat?
And dude, no, and her, and her the girls, friends, like, her friends, yeah,
yeah, her friends are fucking ugly. And I remember, like, I'm like, if they're fat girls, I'll charm the fucking pants off them. Yeah. And they show up and they're fat. And I just remember being like walking up to the one girl. I'm like, hi, how are you? Like, nice to meet you. I'm Ryan. And she's like, get the fuck out of my cottage.
I remember knocking on the door. And I saw her sitting there crying. I'm like, what did I do wrong? Like, what's going on? I didn't know she had a boyfriend.
Well, then, I don't think she even remembered she had a boyfriend. She was pretty. She booze took that away.
Either way, her friends came at me. They're like, "Oh, you're that." I'm like, "What the fuck did I do?" I'm like, "I didn't know. I'm inviting you back to our cottage."
Like, you took advantage of us, for fuck's sake.
Yeah,
like, that's
you molested me, you little bitch.
Like, I should be the one calling the fucking police.
But it's not my fault. I have a great physique.
Yeah, like, just because I have big muscles and stuff, and you want to suck on the dick.
Just because I'm so super hot. You silly bitch.
Yeah, but that was like nothing besides like that was like the greatest thing about that fucking encounter. Like, nothing else really happened, but
Dave had the Chrysler 300.
Yeah.
And you roll the back window down. It's like, he's like, it's the only car that does that. It sounds like a helicopter. You're like,
what the fuck?
Do you not remember that?
I don't. I can barely. I try to tune out that fucking guy because he's a fucking idiot.
Oh no, he's a fucking piece of shit. It
was, yeah, I tried to
300.
I tried to get him on the fucking podcast one time because like the fucking idiot. I tried to get him on. He wouldn't come on.
He can like the snot end the tip of my prick.
He's like waffle stomping. He's like, I asked my kids. My kids said that's when you take a shit in the shower. He's like, who would name a podcast after that? And I was just And I was just like, I was thinking to myself, I was like, dude, you literally were cheating on your wife with like ugly fucking like half cocked women all the time. And he's like, like is judging me. Like, dude, your life is in shambles.
How long did it take you to get me on your podcast?
Oh fuck, it's been a minute. We tried to do it before and I just got so drunk. I was getting so mad. You're like, you need to activate your fucking mic.
I fucking tried too, you cocksucker.
And then you're anyway. Like, I don't have a SIM card. I'm like, having a SIM card has nothing to do with it. Like, it has nothing to do with it. Fuck, I was so
I don't use the internet. I was
fucking pissed at you, but not as
I love
and
you.
My favorite story of all time. What's and like that? we have to chronologically put this in order because we can't go all over. But is the Toronto trip, and I'll fucking start it off. Basically, it was it,
okay. Basically, no, here, it was let my, me fucking start.
Our well, no,
your wife and I don't like
you. You weren't even there in the beginning. We had to come. We what literally are, had to drive about? Around. Hold we on. Had to drive around town to hey, find you. Remember hush. That?
No. Fuck yeah. off. No.
Yeah.
No.
I no. drove to your brother-in-law's house, and I drove to your brother-in-law's house. I'm like, where's Rob? I don't have
a brother-in-law.
Or it was the guy. Okay, it was your friend or the guy who you live with who like ran the porn fucking sites in that really nice house. You literally told me that. You're like, man, he like runs porn sites. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, he does like security for porn sites, and you gave me the address. And I went to his house at 8 in the morning because we went through town to pick you up.
Here's how
and
it I'm happened.
Like, I knock at here's this dude's door. Happened. I'm like, where's Rob? And he's just like, man, he went out drinking last night. He's like, he won't be home. And I was so fucking mad. I was like, man, why
here's the fuck? How it happened. We got drunk as fuck. Stupid. Your old lady hates me with a passion, which is fine. That's cool. Congratulations on the baby, by the way.
I appreciate it. Thanks. But you're fucking the story up. So let me tell
you.
No,
I'm not. No, I'm not. Listen. And then we were walking down this fucking back road at like fucking 4:23 a.m. And then she left us. She left with her friend back.
Okay. Now that you've heard the drunk fucking story, but I'm gonna tell the fucking Marley drunk. So we went to Toronto, picked this fucking guy up. He was fucking an hour late when we picked him up. We met him at Wendy's. We picked you up and you had a 26er of Jameson Irish whiskey. And it was 9 a.m. I'm like, dude, were you drinking last night? You're like, yeah, I went out.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, why do you have a full 26er of Jameson? You're like, oh, man, I just got it from last night. I'm like, dude, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, if you were drinking last night, it's 9 a.m. The liquor store isn't open. You had that 26er from last night, but you were drinking. Did you steal that 26er? And you're just like, maybe. I'm like, he stole that. He totally stole it. So then we started driving. And it's basically me, my buddy Ed, Rob, my wife, and then my wife's friend. So Rob's in the back with my wife's friend and my buddy. I'm in the front seat. My wife's driving. So all of a sudden, fucking, we're driving. You can hear the bottle snap. And it's just like, I turn around. I'm like, are you drinking that? You're like, yeah, fuck. We might as well get her started early. I'm like, holy fuck. This is going to be a day. I know it.
What? What is that?
What's what?
I don't know. Something's beeping.
I don't hear anything beeping. But anyways. So we get the fucking Ryan, we get the what?
This cuts off. I don't know. I'm not on my laptop.
Okay, I wouldn't. Well, let's just give her until fucking.
No,
give
fuck her the that. Wheels Keep fall going off. Until she ends.
Yeah. So keep fucking. So we're driving down. You start drinking the 26er. We get to Toronto around fucking 11:30, 12. The game's at 1 o'clock. So we go to the fucking Blue Jay game. Everything's fine. Everything's copacetic. But we all start having a bit to drink. We all start having a couple of fucking...
No, no, no. Your old lady, she doesn't like me at all.
Okay, but let me get to that. Okay, so fucking we all start drinking. And then after the fucking ball game, it's like, And that's the one thing I can't remember is we got in a fight. I can't remember how, but my wife and her friend left me, Rob, and Ed in Toronto. Yeah. And she's like, fuck you. She's like, I'm leaving. And she left us in Toronto. So we're like, fuck, what are we going to do? We found you had that one, Ed found that one girl. Like, but she's like, I have to work till 11 o'clock. So you guys have to chill until 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that was at like fucking Kelsey's.
Yeah, exactly. So I start fucking, you guys are like trying to find a fucking place to charge your cell phone. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go find somebody with a charger.
Wait, whoa. You had a connection this whole time? You caught
no. sucker? No, I did. I didn't. Found, my phone was dead.
Remember? There's that one
yeah,
guy.
I know. The way you found it is we went to... So the we one couldn't guy find that us.
Was looking at us. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's it. That's at the end of the story, bro. Like, so, like, oh, basically, fucking, we remember I lost you guys. Remember, you guys went one way and I went the other, and I thought you guys went the other way. So I went that way and I lost you. I was like, I had no phone. I couldn't find you. I had no phone. My phone was dead. So I start walking around Toronto. I had $80 in my pocket. I start going up to random people. I must have looked fucked because I was drunk. I walk up to random people. I'm like, hey, I'll give you $20 to make one phone call. And they're just like, okay, give the $20 and give me their phone. And I would call like Ed or you. And they would like, both your phones were dead. So I'm like, fuck, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
I spent $80 walking around the streets of Toronto asking people fucking use your phone.
That's how she found us.
Though. And then just by sheer, I lost you guys for like an hour. And then I just start circling the Sky Dome. Like, I start circling the Toronto Blue Jays Sky Dome, just hoping. And then I see you guys on the fucking, on the table. I'm like, where the fuck have you guys been? You're like, man, where the fuck have you been?
We were
like,
walking.
You just disappeared. I was like, holy fuck, man. I'm like, we need to figure it out. And then Ed's like, oh, no, we're good. He's like, let's go to a restaurant and we'll fucking, this is what I was so pissed at you guys for this. And then, so we go to this restaurant, and it's a nice restaurant. It's called Rum Runners in downtown Toronto. It's actually on the it's on the harbor of Toronto. So we go in, and we're like, hey, do you guys got a fucking cell phone charger? And they're like, oh, fuck yeah. The fucking waitress, was so fucking nice. She's like, yeah, I'll give you mine. Like, you can charge behind the bar and shit.
No,
it
has that one seat. Fucking.
Yeah, and then, like, they're like, oh, would you guys want to, like, you guys want anything to eat? I'm like, nah, like, let's just get beers. So we start getting beers, and I think we each had, like, 3 or 4 beers. And then all of a sudden I look over at you and I was like, yo, I'm like, are you paying for this? And then you and like Rob or you and fucking Ed look at each other and you're like, no, we're going to take care of it. They're like, hey, man. And I should have known when you're like, hey, go out that door. And I'm like, why? What's that? I'm like, what's that door? And then you're just like, just go out that door and go around. I step outside the door.
Fuck off.
It was an emergency exit. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I walked to the front of the fucking building. You two guys come walking out, and I was like, yo, what's going on? Did you guys pay and shit? And I was like, I remember saying, like, did you give that girl a good tip? And you both bust out laughing. And I was like, dude, what happened? And you're like, Well, they're like, we didn't pay for any of that beer. We basically just grabbed our charger, told the girl we were going to you dined and dashed on that girl.
No,
yes, you did.
Shut up.
Because I was so mad at you guys. I'm like, they're going to call the fucking cops.
No, we were on second floor, and then we paid it. I paid the tip. We paid it, but it wasn't maybe full amount, but we paid. I gave her a tip.
So she got $7 out of like fucking 9 beers or dude, fucking 12
we were on the
beers.
Second floor.
Yeah, it was Rum Runners.
We were on the second floor. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so then I was waiting outside for you guys. I'm like, why'd you guys make me walk out the back door? And you're like, because we didn't want you to see that we weren't paying. I'm like, you fucking idiots. I'm like, God. Then we just walked away really quick. And then we were like, then we just started walking aimlessly down like downtown Toronto. And then I finally got a hold of her. I called. She came back to Toronto to pick us up.
Oh.
And then we were waiting for her. And
you
then
had battery life?
No, after you guys charged the phone, dickhead. But like the worst part was, is like when after we had those 4 beers at Rum Runners, that's when your fucking drink, you're like, your drunk just like took off. Like you went from like a 7 out of 10 drunk to like 9. And I just remember like there was like a group of black guys. Like I'm not talking about like it was like
don't
a
be
fucking
racist.
It was a gang of black dudes. I'm and like scared. They're walking by and fucking you're just like, put your fucking hat on right. And the guys like stop and they're just like they turn around, they're like, what'd you say? And
I
you're
remember
like, put
that.
Put your fucking hat on right.
Yeah.
And then I like walked up to them. I was like, boys, he's had too much to drink. Can you just keep going? And they're just like, man, like you're lucky. I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like, Rob, shut the fuck up. They're going to kill us. And you're like, dude, I'll fucking knock every one of them out. I'm like, dude, you're not going to be able to fight 7 guys at one time. That's not real life. It's not a goddamn comic book. I'm like, they will fucking stab us or something. and then like my wife comes and picks us up. And then you're just like, we're in the car. We're driving home. And all of a sudden, she like the fucking she said something to you, and you're just like, you don't have to be a fucking bitch. And then she slams on the brakes. She's like, get the fuck out. And then you jump out of the car. I jump out of the car. I'm like, dude, get the fuck back in the car. I'm like, no, I'm fucked up. I'm staying. I'm gonna sleep on the streets of Toronto. I'm like, you're not sleeping on the streets of Toronto. You're getting back in that car. Let's go. And then I think we got back to London. It was like 6 in the morning. It was late.
I ended up sleeping at your house.
Mm.
You drove by Woodstock. I ended up going to your house too. all this bullshit.
Yeah, she was not gonna drive and drop you off.
Oh, he doesn't like me at all.
Well, you were a wee bit fired up that night.
Yeah, this is old. This is fucking what?
It's old news. It's
seven,
old fucking
seven
news.
7 years old? 6 years old?
7 years ago?
At least.
Yeah, I think it was about 7 years ago.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen now.
Because you'd be polite. You'd be polite and fucking normal.
Yeah, I'll be nicer this time. Fuck. But anyway, what's the next question? Come on.
That was my favorite fucking trip. Fucking when we did that, but like I don't know, I can't really like.
Remember,
for college, I can't remember anything.
Remember the house party I had on Exeter?
No.
You probably weren't in my class then.
I was gonna say I remember when you made that drink when Dave had that one party and you made that drink with like tequila. It was like tequila, whiskey, like beer, and it was all mixed into one. And I took a picture of it. And I was like, Rob, you're not gonna drink. You just wasted booze. You're not gonna drink that. You're like, I'm gonna drink it. I'm like, no, you're not. And then you drank it, and I was like, you're gonna fucking puke. And then like literally 2 hours later, I just get come out. I see you coming inside the back door. I'm like, what were you doing? You're like, I was taking a piss. I'm like, no, you weren't. You're puking. You're like, yeah, I fucking puked.
Yeah,
like, of course you're gonna puke. Of course you're gonna puke when you mix fucking 3 different types of liquor in with
so
beer.
Many like, people there. Remember that fucking I lived on what was it, Exeter? The party I had there.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't fucking there for that one.
It was fucking. It was bad. There's a lot of dudes. Gay.
There's a lot of dudes. That's number one. It's gonna be a bad time when there's a fuckload of dudes.
Yeah, no, bunch of college guys. Fucking Scott Wilson was there. Fucking Andrew Fitchett.
I fucking love Andrew Fitchett. And you know what the funny thing about Fitchett is? He's the same guy he was back then. He is now, like, he has, like, a job, like, literally, like, ordering emergency pipes for, like, drills or something, like, for, like, fucking oil drills. What? The guy makes, like, fucking, I think he makes, like, $250,000 a year.
This is a podcast, right?
Yeah. He doesn't, and it's fucking Andrew. He's not gonna fucking sue me for this.
Fuck you, Andrew.
If I got famous, he probably would sue me. He'd be like, you said my name. Like, what am I, who, literally, I've said my last name 100 times and no one has ever, like, some people send me messages talking shit, but I love that.
I was told not to either. But
yeah. If you use Dave's last name, Dave would definitely sue me. I know he would. He would fucking, he would literally, like, hand me a piece of paper being like, I'm suing you for $1 million. Like,
well, you'd be subpoenaed and whatever.
But yeah, but still, he, like,
fuck you.
Podcaster, yeah, fuck that fucking guy. Dude, I hate that fucking guy.
You're on the internet, doesn't matter.
Yeah, but not
all free and fucking go.
Yeah, but it's straight up. It's straight up is, but fucking.
Anyway, what about steroids?
Fucking yeah, steroids. Yeah, fuck. I remember when you gave me. It was like the second time you ever gave me steroids. It had on this little bottle. I didn't give
you steroids. You bought them.
Well, the same fucking difference. So
it's not. I'm not going to give you something fucking like that for free.
I've given people steroids for free.
Well, then you're fucking gay.
Well, I guess, but fucking, I remember when you fucking sold me the little fucking vial and it had a racehorse on it, and it was like for horse breeding, and I was like, dude, are we literally taking a horse testosterone? You're like, that's the best fucking testosterone you're ever gonna get. It was the best. My dick grew like an inch and shit. It was really weird, but it was fucking great. The horse being on it means nothing.
That's the fucking. The label.
Well, yeah. Well,
you're swinging a fucking 12-inch pipe?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like.
Well, let's see.
Hang on a second.
What am I gonna feed my dick with today?
Yeah. I haven't done that TikTok shit in a while. I need to get back on that.
Well, feed redheads or fucking cheeseburgers.
So. Yeah, but yeah. Oh shit! Yeah, that's what I was gonna do. Fucking get this shit done. But anyways, yeah. No, fucking the steroid shit with the horse on it. That was funny. I just remember being like, man, is it horse testosterone?
No, that's not what it is. That's the label.
Yeah, that's kind of fucking. That's kind of it, right? So it was funny though, because it had no medical ingredients or shit like that. It was just like it had a racing horse on. It was like, oh my god. It's like fucking testosterone from a fucking horse. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You cut out pretty quick though.
Oh yeah, it fucking jacked me up and made me as crazy as a shithouse rat too.
No, that's your temper.
Oh fucking Jesus Christ! All right, we'll pick her up right from fucking here because there's technical difficulties.
Yeah,
we'll get off the fucking steroid talk. God knows both our brains are a little fucking fried from that era of time. So,
it is what it is. Right.
Speaking of that, how's your drinking these days?
Oh, binging.
Out of control.
Terrible. Uh-huh. Got DTs. Fucking, I can't put the wash on right because I shake so much.
Fuck. Yeah, how many Do you, like, need beers to, like, function and shit?
Yeah, dude. Honestly, it turned to the point where it was, like, I needed, you know, 6 beers, 7 beers, 10 beers, and I just started to crack one. I was drinking, like, 24 beers a day, and then I'm at the point now I look like fucking Michael J. Fox trying to put my watch on.
Fuck, so, eh?
Yeah, Vanessa's here, and she always helps me with my stuff. It's good. It's only fucking, like, my hands are fine when it's out and about, but when it comes to, like, fucking neuro fucking brain issues, like putting a watch on, I need help. My hands go fucking everywhere. They go wonky.
Fucked is your memory and all that shit fucked up?
No, man, I remember everything, but it's like, I wish I could show you a video. right now I'm good because I've had drinks. I'm like calmed down. I can grab my shit. But no, it's bad. It got bad.
Yeah, fuck. I was gonna say, like, there was a getting a point where I was like craving it. Like, that's how I kind of knew I had to like calm down, because it's like, fuck, I'm craving this shit now in my head. That's not good.
It's not even craving it at this point. It's a matter of survival. Like, I went to Walmart with my sister and I walked in and I was like, my fucking hands feel fuzzy. They feel weird. 20 minutes later, I'm walking in and it felt like a strobe light was fucking flashing me, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay. I'm like, I gotta leave. And my fucking leg started giving out, my right leg. I got to the car and then I had a 12 minutes, a seizure, 12 minute seizure.
Fucking, that's just because you didn't, that's just because you didn't drink, eh?
Yeah. Cause I quit cold turkey.
And you're not supposed to fucking do that. That's like the one thing you're not supposed to do.
I know that, but I thought I was in the clear. Everything was good for the last 3 days. And then, yeah, no.
They just fucking, yeah.
I woke up in the back of an ambulance and that was fucking, that was fun.
Jesus Christ, man. Take care. Don't you fucking die on me. If you fucking die on me, I can't even, I'll have to take this fucking episode down if you fucking die on me. I wouldn't be able to handle it, but. Yeah, I remember you sent me that picture that one night. I was all fucked up and you sent me a picture. It was like a shattered glass table. And I was like, what the fuck happened, man? And you're like, oh, I fucking fell into a glass table. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm like, are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
I go, man, I cut my foot. I'm like, how the fuck did you only cut your foot if you fell into the... I'm like, dude, that's like insanity. And you're like, I should have saved that picture because it was so fucking insane. It was like a shattered glass coffee table with like millions of pieces everywhere, and then just blood, like just blood in strewed within the fucking shit.
I broke that tibia and fibula. I had three surgeries on it. I had a defascia because I broke six screws. They pulled the plate and the bone off, or the plate and the screws out of my fucking skin, and then yeah, I cut my foot fucking pretty much in half. On that stupid table.
Did you kick it?
No. We're drunk.
Surprise. that for sure you were drunk.
So, surprise, sure. Surprise. So then I went back and I sat down. And I fucking, as soon as I sat down, I kicked my foot up, like on his couch. I was like, ugh, like an idiot. And I fucking smashed his table and gashed my fucking, the shit out of my foot. So
That dude must have been pissed off.
Oh yeah, he's pissed. It was his dad's table, but whatever, fuck it.
Fuck, shit happens. Can't fuck.
Fuck.
Can't cry about spilled milk.
Fuck. But I almost died. But you're over there crying about your fucking table.
Yeah, I'll
send you the pictures. Post them on your shit.
Oh yeah, I'll post them on the old
They're brutal, man. I bled out. Like I woke up in the hospital. I was like, what the fuck? They're like, oh fuck, I almost died. I got shit all injected into me. Oh fuck, it was bad. And all because we're drinking. And like I said, I sat down quick. I don't know how to explain it. I could show you if I was beside you.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that must have been...
You must legs have, up, and that's
you must have kicked your leg up pretty fucking hard.
No, man. The table's from the fucking 80s. Like, it was his dad's table. So it's like
It wasn't tempered glass or anything.
No, it was just old sheet fucking glass, and I hit it, and fuck me. She cut me right to the bone. I have no feeling in my right foot, and I can't move my big toe and my, like, the toes beside it.
Because you fucking probably cut all the nerve endings and shit. That's probably what the fuck that is.
They said it's going to take a year, but she's fucked.
Oh, fuck.
And I already broke that ankle skateboarding years ago.
Yeah, fucking calm the fuck down, Jesus Christ. It's like last weekend. I was like, I don't know why, but when I drink and shit, like, I'd fucking drink every fucking weekend. I don't drink through the week, but I drink every fucking weekend. And it's like, last weekend, I didn't do a podcast because I always buy a Mickey. I buy a Mickey and like three beers. A Mickey and three beers, that gets me right. That gets like happy fucking Ryan.
Oh,
but like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a 26er. And I got a 26er Jameson Irish whiskey. I like drank from fucking... I drank from like 2 p.m. on Saturday till like 2 a.m, just like sipping on 26er. And then like all of a sudden I blacked out and I was like, I woke up next day. I was like, you know that feeling when you're like something, you're like, something happened last night. You know what I mean? There's like, I did something fucking fucked up last night. Yeah. And I'm like, I go through my phone. I check my phone. And it's like the phone calls. I was like, okay, I didn't call my mom. I didn't call anyone fucked up. Okay, cool. And it's like, then I open up my messenger. And it's like, there's like this woman I worked with, like literally 20. It was like right when I got out of college. It was like at a hospital. I worked with this like seven. She at the time she was like 60 fucking 5 years old. She's like, she's like 78 years old now, or 77 years old now, whatever the fuck it is. And I was talking to her on Facebook, and like we literally just had like this in-depth fucking life fucking conversation. Like, oh, how are you? Like, and it's like, oh, my husband died of cancer. I'm like, oh my God. And then like we just started talking about like both of our lives, and it's like we're like spilling out our like our lives to each other. And I like the next day I looked at it, I was like, holy fuck, I just had like a heart to heart with a 70 fucking 7 year old woman. Man, I was like, good. Yeah, well, it's not good. It's probably it, like, that was the alcohol. So I was like, fuck, I probably wouldn't be having heart to heart with 77 fucking year old women if I wasn't fucking tuned up on Irish whiskey.
But I had a I don't know how to explain. I started drinking copious amounts of alcohol too, and it was just
It just doesn't fucking end well. It never ends well.
It never does. You wake up angry, hungover, in debt.
Yeah.
You piss money off.
And debt is like, that's another thing that gets me too. Cause like I'll fucking like this has happened like 4 or 5 times to the point where like guys at work make fun of me. Like I'll get fucking wasted and like, you know,
skip the day.
You know, motherfucker. Like they fucking have the right to be like, they'll be like, man, like, what'd you do in the weekend? I'm like, dude, like, I did this shit again. They're like, what? I'm like, I fucking ordered food and I was blackout drunk. And I, you know, skip the dishes. You know how you get the shit like delivered to your front doorstep and shit. And they just like leave the fucking food on your front doorstep.
Yeah, yeah.
I got so drunk for like 5 weekends in a row. I would order like 2 pizzas and go to sleep. And I'd wake up in the morning and there'd be like 2 pizzas on my doorstep. I'm like, what the fuck happened? And then I look at my phone. It's like, you ordered 2 large fucking pizzas last night. Like, holy fuck. It was like $65 pizza that's just ruined because it's been outside all night. There's like little bite marks in the fucking box from like skunks and raccoons trying to get into it. I'm like, oh, man, should I still eat this shit or should I let it? Fucking. All I was like, man, did you eat the pizza? I was like, man, I totally ate that pizza. There was no raccoon shit on it. That was good.
Oh, man.
But that's just the shit. That's like the shit. It's like drinking is like, it is the devil. Like,
it is.
That's why, like I told you before, it's like I smoke weed. If I smoke weed, I have no urge to drink. If I smoke like a fucking joint, I'm like, well, I'm just going to hang out and do nothing.
I'm going to start smoking meth.
Well, that will fucking lead you down another fucking rabbit hole of craziness.
No.
I did meth twice by accident. I thought it was coke both times. Yeah, isn't that funny? I was like, oh, it was by accident. Because, like, the first time I did it, like, I did blow all night. And then, like, my boss's wife was like, I can give you some of my personal shit. It's stronger. And I should have known. She's like, it's stronger. I'm like, I took that as, like, it's better coke. No, it was meth.
No.
And then, like, I snorted, like, 3 lines. And then I literally was, like, 3 lines kept me up for, like, 24 hours. I was like, how the fuck am I still fucking high? I'm like, I've been fucking high for like 16 hours. This isn't fucking, I'm like, how do people get hooked on that? Like, you're literally sketching out for 16 hours. Like, yeah, this isn't fun. Like, doing coke is fun. Like, you talk and your jaw goes weird and you talk to your boys, whatever. Like, doing meth isn't like that. You just do meth, you just like freak out and like think there's bugs crawling on your skin. Like,
no, that doesn't happen.
It does when you sketch out.
It doesn't happen. Simmer down.
Well, why do they always scratching all the time? That's what I was told.
Because there's more than just fucking meth in it.
Well, yeah. I don't think there's such thing as clean meth. Unless you're like, unless you're like a really good like cooker of meth. I don't think there's any pure meth out there.
I'm a doctor. Take this. Take this meth so you can save for 3 days from work.
Fuck. Oh, fuck, man. Like,
are you you're pissing right now?
I'm pissed.
I can hear it.
Dude, I was drinking Bud Light, bro. Like, you think I'm gonna hold that in?
Are you sitting down too, aren't you?
You know what? I got a question to ask you, and this is fucking serious, and it's kind of fucking bugging me, and maybe it's because I'm fucking fat. All right,
fucking say it.
So, like, when you take a shit, do you stand up to wipe your ass, or do you wipe your ass while you're sitting down? Dude. The guys at work asked me this the other day, and it fucked my day up, because I was like, I started laughing. I was like, oh, that's funny. They're like, no, we're serious. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Are you serious? I'm like, of course you stand up to take a shit. You stand up to wipe your ass. And then, dude, they all turned on me. They're like, you fucking goddamn mouth breather. Who the fuck stands up to wipe their ass? I'm like, dude, I can't reach my asshole. Like, my arms are too short. I'm like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I was like, my hands, if I sit down, my arm will not reach around to my asshole. I could probably wipe the top of my ass, but I couldn't wipe my actual asshole.
Who cares? Fuck it. Waffle stomp it.
Yeah, exactly.
Get in the shower fucking...
You wipe your ass standing up or sitting down?
I do it sitting down. And then I...
God damn it. I'm really losing this fucking battle.
I'm getting... Yeah, I sit down and take a shit. I wipe my ass and then whatever.
Sitting down?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, but then you're...
Sometimes I do it when I do
it. You're putting your hand in the fucking toilet bowl then. You're like literally putting your hand down by the toilet bowl.
Dude, my buddy Jeff shits on top of his fucking toilet bowl. he literally called me into the bathroom the other day. And he's like, hey, check this out. I'm like, what's up? And he shit on top of his toilet.
Why? Why would you...
I don't know, because he's fucking retarded.
See, I've shit in the shower before, but that was because I was drunk. But and that's where waffle stomping podcast comes from, is I took a shit in the shower drunk one time. So
I can say I never shit in the shower. I was in the shower and I had to shit and then got out and shit. But
did you wipe your ass or did you just go back in and fucking
I wiped my ass and I cleaned it with soap. What do you expect? What are you a fucking barbarian?
I guess so. I've done that a couple times, taking a shit, and then I'm like, yeah, I don't want to waste toilet paper. I'm just gonna go wash it down the drain and just wash like the fucking stink nuggets down the fucking drain.
I just shit in the fucking neighbor's front porch. Fuck them.
do the old fucking shit, the flaming bag of shit.
Yeah, and then as they open the door, I'd like the dog that cleans his ass, put your legs out front and just fucking claw your way down the hall. Just fucking down you fucking go. Clean the fucking hole. Get her big strip down there. Fuck them. Not my problem.
Jesus Christ. fuck. We'll have to catch up soon and fucking drink. That's what we're going to have to do.
We have to.
You can't kick any tables or fucking cause any trouble. You're gonna
I don't do that shit. I'm too old now.
Good.
I broke my Apple Watch is broken now. Fuck sakes, cocksuckers. But
those things are so expensive. I won't even buy one. Dude, I wouldn't even. You have to pay. Don't you have to pay per month for that shit?
No, but the screen's cracked, and now I can't use any option except for the fucking time. So, fuck that. It's wrong. Wait, hold
just
on.
Fucking just say somebody stole it and put it through your insurance.
I should.
That's what I would do straight up. I did that with my phone one time. I smashed my fucking my iPhone. It was like $1,400, and I was like, "Fuck this!" And I didn't have the coverage, so I called my insurance company. I was like, "Somebody fucking stole my phone." They're like, "All right," and they gave me like $1,200.
What?
Sweet. Yeah. Trip. I was like, somebody fucking broke in my car. They're like, is your car okay? I'm like, oh, yeah, the car's fine, which doesn't make any sense. If somebody broke in your car, the car would be fucked up. But I was like, no, they broke in my car and stole my wallet and stole my phone. They're like, all right, like, yeah, well, fucking, they sent me $1,200.
What else do you want to talk about?
Fuck, I don't know. I think we got a lot, though. We got a lot of shit on, like, because, like, with this fucking episode and, like, the last one, like, that's a good 45 fucking minutes, for fuck's sakes.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah. Well, fuck, thanks for coming on and fucking telling some fucking good stories. It was a fucking good time. Oh, I'm gonna edit out us arguing about steroids.
No, fucking leave it in. Who cares?
Just leave it in. fuck it. Alright, bud. Well, yeah, like I say, thanks for fucking being on the podcast. We'll have to do this again. I think what we should do is, like, next time we should just do blackout. Like, you just drink, like, whiskey, and I'll drink whiskey, and then we'll just fucking do it again, and we'll just sit here and just, like, fuck you, I'll fight you. We'll just yell at each other.
Dude,
it's fucking hilarious.
I'll come to your house.
I will fucking find it where you live and kill you.
I'll give you 24 Bain Street, bud. You're welcome here. Let's go.
Thought it was 29 Bain Street.
24, you fucking idiot.
Fuck, I was going to go to 29. Fuck, that would probably scare the shit out of somebody.
You roll up half naked. Where's Rob? Butter on nipples.
Robbie, come here. This is like some fucking 80-year-old woman. What are you doing here?
Bite my nipples, you little fucker. She's like, who the fuck are you? Shut up, old bag.
Where's fucking Rob? I'm going to fuck you after, by the way. What?
You know where he is, slut.
All right, motherfucker. Like I said, thanks for coming on, and we'll end her on the fucking high note. So
make it a good podcast.
No, well, I'll fucking edit the shit out of it.
Send it to me. Send it in my email.
It'll be on Spotify, so you can just check it out on Spotify.
I'm not good on the internet.
So you don't know how to work a music app, you fuck?
No, I don't care. I work with my hands.
You have a fucking iPhone watch or a fucking iWatch, for fuck's sake. So what are you talking about?
I broke it. I did.
I literally broke it.
I did. I cracked the shit out of it. All I can do is see the time.
It's just a watch now. It went from a smart watch. Now it's just a fucking watch.
Now it's just a fucking, I can see the time. And it's saying 7:47 a.m. Saturday, 27th January.
Fucking goddamn in shambles, bud.
I don't give all a right, fuck.
We'll fucking wind her on here. So, motherfuckers, hope you enjoyed the episode. And we'll catch you on the weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, bud.
All right, take her easy, bud.
Bye.